I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings, this is the automatically deleted husband, obviously deleted again. I did send up the postcard today to my wife because it has the link to yesterday's voicemail, which was done on video, which I've done three in the last about a week that were an hour long. And they're pretty weighty in their content. Yesterday was really serious, but you know, I understand you won't listen to it. But I've also, I don't think you'll notice, but because of the fact that it's the family side that is different than the Kozlowski.org side. But I now have links where you see like I have on your card today, Kozlowski.org/VM and then the date, go to that and it redirects. So, I'm doing whatever I can, to get this across. But again, yesterday was weighty and, I hope you also see the grace in it because, the focus was to open the door of some way, to pierce through this wall that divides us, that, it'd be an act of love. And for anyone to do that, whether it's outside of the family, within the family, and most notably my wife. lighter side, yeah. I just saw the headline article. I'm not going to read it. But it says, we can't have a feminist future without abolishing the family. It's easy. You can look at all the things that I've talked about. You know, I repeatedly talk about how because you can see it documented with the Communist Manifesto and the Communist Confession of Faith that was published, written by Marx and Engels, published in London in 1848. And of course, their objective was, you know, if you read it, the 10 points of Communism, the focus of it is basically destroy the family. And I've pointed out, why would you destroy the family? Because you go back to Genesis 1, it's the only thing the only institution the Lord instituted. And, what would you go after? If you hate God, go after his heart. And I would suggest his heart is the family. And that's why the family is a reflection of the relationship between Christ and his elect, the marriage. But, you know, and of course, I have indicated several times, apparently my wife has embraced feminism because all of her deeds of the last many years are consistent with a feminist. And of course, all of her deeds are consistent with somebody, or as I described yesterday, the lukewarm person who claims Christ but doesn't live in obedience to Christ. And my hope, again, remains that my wife will say, okay, enough of this, in obedience to Christ, I will obey him by seeking reconciliation. And as I pointed out in the voicemail yesterday, find a way, just crack the door open a little bit, and we'll do it quietly, we'll do it privately, whatever it takes. But right now, not only are you doing things to set up our family for the next generation to crumble, for the lady that I love, the person that I have the greatest admiration for, greatest desire to bless in this world, she is showing less than ideal things. One more thing, just on the family especially, because I just saw where, New Zealand has locked down again. And of course, you know, the neighboring Australia. What I was going to do today, I didn't because of the rain, but what I do, well, probably do tomorrow morning, take the hike to Publix and so forth. If I did that in New Zealand, it cost me $5,000 to $10,000 in fines, or in Australia. And you don't think that's coming here? And where is your obedience to the state or to the Lord? And are you going to crush the family in order to be obedient to Christ, or to the Lord, to the state? Or are you going to bless the family, encourage them? Are you going to encourage our family to say, it doesn't matter what the state says, the institutional church says, it matters what the Lord says, our Creator. If we don't obey Him, we're toast. My lady, I really love you.